USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The death toll from flooding in Western Europe has reached more than 180. Dozens more remain missing. In Germany, at least 157 people have died in recent days. It's the country's worst natural disaster in almost six decades. Gunfire outside Nationals Park on Saturday night in the sixth inning sent fans scrambling for cover.
One vehicle pulls up, another vehicle pulls up next to it, engages that first vehicle in gunfire. An uninvolved citizen that was attending this game but outside the stadium was struck by gunfire.
Metropolitan Police Executive Assistant Chief Ashan Benedict. The woman attending the game shot outside the stadium is expected to survive. Two people from one of those vehicles later walked into a hospital with gunshot wounds. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It is absolutely vital that we proceed now with caution. And I cannot say this powerfully or emphatically enough. This pandemic is not over.
Just in time for the UK to lift remaining lockdown measures on Monday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson will spend 10 days self-isolating after coming in contact with the health secretary who tested positive for COVID-19 this weekend. Johnson was seriously ill with coronavirus last April, spending 3 nights hospitalized in intensive care. The first positive cases of COVID-19 at the Tokyo Games have been confirmed. Two South African soccer players are the first athletes inside Olympic Village to test positive for the virus. The 2020 Games, delayed 1 year due to the pandemic, open on Friday. Banners referencing a 16th century war between Korea and Japan have been removed from Olympic Village after the International Olympic Committee ruled they were provocative. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Search for victims in the Surfside, Florida condominium collapse is winding down. The identities of three more bodies have been confirmed.
Since the partial collapse of the Champlain Towers South Building on June 24th in Surfside, Florida, 97 bodies have now been identified. More from Miami's WPLG.
36-year-old Teresa Vasquez was recovered from the rubble. She was visiting her parents from Los Angeles. They were also tragically killed. Two other victims are 51-year-old Brad Cohen and 79-year-old Maria Popa.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
All but two of the 97 bodies pulled from the rubble have been identified. At least 22 million pounds of debris and concrete have been removed from the site. Landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains in the Indian city of Mumbai have killed at least 20 people. A wall collapsed on several houses early Sunday. Half a dozen huts collapsing on top of each other. Dozens of rescuers have been searching through debris for at least a dozen people likely trapped underneath. Carbon monoxide poisoning killed 3 men and critically injured 2 others at a country music festival in Brooklyn, Michigan. The victims were found unresponsive in a travel trailer parked at a campground near the festival. Officials believe a generator near the trailer is to blame. A 30-year-old woman also died at the festival, her death, though not suspected to be carbon monoxide poisoning. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.